This is the VOA Learning English Education Report. Today we welcome a return visit from Jennifer Ahern Dodson, Assistant Professor of the Practice in Writing Studies at Duke University in North Carolina. Ms. Ahern Dodson serves as Outreach Director and Language Arts and Media Program Director for the University's Thompson Writing Program. She helps many students and professors organize writing groups. Jennifer Ahern Dodson says that probably everyone has had difficulty writing an essay or paper at some time. She says, when writing seems easy, it is usually because he or she has something important to say. Today, she provides some tips about how to get those important points into the computer. Suppose you have done some research for your paper, but you still have more research to do. Ms. Ahern Dodson says try some writing before you're ready to write the complete paper.
Don't wait till you've done all the research for the research paper or you figured out in your head exactly what you want to say before you get started. Sometimes just stopping in the middle, writing something about where you are at that moment, you can discover your ideas and think about what you want to express or understand.
The teacher advises that you note what information other people may already have presented about the subject. And she urges you not to get discouraged if you find that others have seemed to have used a lot of that information.
There's so much research that's been done already that it can be intimidating once we start figuring out, well, what have other people said about my topic? And so we might just keep researching and never stop and say, well, what do I have to contribute? People have said everything already.
Instead, she suggests taking some time to think about what you're noticing in the research. What points and thoughts of your own might you develop?
You don't have to be an expert on everything. What is it that you find interesting in the middle of this process?
This should help you decide what you want to write in answer to what others have said, or it can help you decide what additional research you might need if you are dealing with the subject in a different way from others. As you progress, Ms. Ahern Dodson strongly advises working with other writers.
Who can give me good feedback on my ideas as I'm developing them? And to not make me feel like I'm alone in the universe. So much of our anxiety about writing stems from sharing our writing in high-stakes situations, submitting to a college, turning in a paper at the end, and we cannot really do anything about it once we submit it.
She spends a lot of her time helping students and professors form writing groups. She says the reaction of others can tell you if you are communicating your ideas. It can show if your writing is interesting.
Better to find out that no one really is interested in that one paragraph before you submit it than after you submit it.
And that's the VOA Learning English Education Report for today. Coming soon, all about writing groups. I'm Jerry.